All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And sitting with us all evening is the very lovely, very talented, and very funny Carrie Kasem. Nice to see you, little buddy.
Thanks, but what if I'm not funny tonight?
Well, then there'll be no Tuesday night for you.
Lies.
No, that's not true. No, but very happy to see you. I see you on weekends, and now see you during the week.
It's been a while.
Yes.
It feels good.
Look at you.
Feels good to be back on the air with you.
All right, I got a question for you, little buddy.
Mm.
And I know you've gone through, you've had some relationships in your past, and none of them have seemed to, you know, develop into a marriage or children, which is, you know, cool, I guess, you know, the modern... Yeah. American women don't need us around. But when you go out with a guy for a significant amount of time, and I'm not talking about, you know, 3 months, 4 months. I'm talking about, like, years. What's the longest relationship you ever had?
2 years, 3 months.
2 years and 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
When women like yourself,
because,
you know, all signs are that you are one, when you're going out with a guy... and you no longer have interest in sleeping with that guy.
Yeah.
Is there a way to get that back?
You know, I have to tell you, I've not experienced that. And every single time, the reason why a relationship is ruined is I have no sexual attraction for them anymore. Done. I don't want to sleep with them. And then they can't stick around for 4 or 5 months thinking I'm going to change.
And you don't.
No.
But does it happen, like, can you pinpoint the actual act? You're like, bang, the light goes off. That's when it happens.
Okay, this is, I've never been with a guy. I am seriously in my, you know,
just with
many
women?
Years on, right, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's interesting being with a guy now. I've never been with a man where I thought, wow, you know, this is it. He's the one, you know. It's very, I've never felt that before.
Right. Well, you better get a move on.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, if you
I'm
want
getting
kids.
Old.
And,
I'm getting old. Yeah.
Well, I
no
mean,
kids
you're,
for
you're,
me.
You're what? You're in your 30s
I'm
now?
I'm done. I'm done, yeah.
You're 29?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and Teresa?
Yeah. Teresa Strasser and I are the same age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
But
is this, did you try to get it back? Did you try to say, hey, you know, this is a decent guy?
And I've been with some of the most incredible guys ever. Decent, ethical, moral. I just, when I get into the relationship, I know it's temporary. And so eventually something that they do just turns me off completely and I can't ever turn it back on.
What turns it off though? I mean, was it like you met another guy?
And, most of the time.
Oh, I see. So when you meet
most
another guy, you're turned off to the old dude.
No. I mean, most of the time it's like, okay, well, there's other options out there. This person is not doing it for me. I know it's temporary. Get out of it now so I can date other people.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you continue to sleep with the guy even though you're not attracted to him?
Never.
Never.
And they stick around. I mean, in my last relationship, we were together for 10 months.
Right.
We slept together 5 times.
Yeah, can we talk about who that was?
I don't want to say his name.
Not by name.
So mad.
But he was he was the Mormon dude, right?
No, now the Mormon.
Oh, it's another guy.
I dated two Mormons.
Oh, I see.
Right, the Mormon was before him. And we only had sex a few times in the relationship. We waited a very long time because he was a virgin. So I didn't care because I'm not into sex. And I
care. There's something to put over the airwaves. You want to have everyone flock to your MySpace. Yeah, I'm not into sex. So good night. It's over. All right, so these guys know what they're getting into, right? They're getting into the...
Let me backtrack a minute.
Okay.
I love sex.
Okay. Oh, I see. It just came out the opposite,
totally,
right?
Yeah, it was a mistake.
Okay.
No, when I'm first in a relationship, like in the beginning of most relationships except with virgins...
Right.
We have sex all the time. You know, it's like a, you know, real heated, lusty, wonderful thing. And then I get to know them and I'm done. It's just like, oh, wow, you're not too bright.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's over.
And it's over. That's been a couple guys. But the last two, three guys were amazing people. It just wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a question for the women in the audience. And let's try to limit it just to women. You know, guys, we'll have plenty of opportunity in the 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock hour for you. An opportunity for you to sit back, you know, smoke a cigar, have a couple of beers if you're not driving, maybe smoke a J, do a line, have a pill, whatever you guys
so
doing
terrible.
Out there. Whatever you're doing to, you know, to take the edge off of your day, go ahead and do that. And let's just talk to women. And I want to know if there's anybody out there who, once you lose the passion and the desire to sleep with your boyfriend or husband, is there a way to get that back? All right? This is just for women, please. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, you said you've never slept with a guy who you're not attracted to, or you're no longer attracted to.
No, I'm done. Once I'm done, I don't want to feel like I'm being raped.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know.
No, seriously, I just, once I'm done.
I don't
I'm,
know if that's rape.
No, it's
I mean,
not.
You know,
I mean, it's, come on.
Right.
I'm kidding. But I don't want to feel like I have to do it, and I force. Now, I had my first couple of boyfriends, whenever they'd wanted, I'd do it just, and I felt, I regretted that, and I was angry with myself because I resented them. But, so I said I'd never do that again. If I don't want to have sex, done. I'm not going to have it. Maybe that's a selfish attitude, but I can't do it. If I don't feel it, I can't do it.
You like the Black Widow, but at least the Black Widow has, after the Black Widow has sex with a male spider,
they eat.
She kills him and eats him.
Yes, yummy.
Yeah. At least the Black Widow's more honest with the
Hey, you know what? If anybody's out there that I've dated, you can call in. They will tell you right away, I don't believe in marriage, I don't want kids, and this is temporary. It's most of the time, most of the, right up.
Right, so you don't believe in marriage, you don't want kids, and you're not really that into sex.
Oh, well, it depends. Like,
good morning,
you,
good afternoon, and good night.
Some of the sex is great in the beginning, and it's wonderful, and then you kind of get to know the person more, and it's like, wow, this is really not the person I want to be with.
Yeah, but you know what? But that's going to happen with almost everybody. I think you have to learn to get back into it somehow, and that's why we're going to take calls, because maybe somebody out there has lost the passion for their husband or their boyfriend, and they've gotten it back somehow.
But I'll tell you, one couple did. They were going through a very hard time. They were going to get divorced, and they did a whole bunch of therapy, and they had all these lies on either side, that little ones. But as soon as they got all the lies that they had, like, told each other off their chests, it was the weirdest thing. They were happy again, and
is that right?
Having sex all the time. Yeah, it was. They just needed to clear that, because I guess if you have all these lies and these issues, you start to kind of push yourself away from your significant other, and it. Just bam! I saw that happen.
Now, when you have, again, Carrie Kasem's with us. When you have, you've lost it for your boyfriends. You've never been married yet, or you've ever been engaged, right?
No.
Okay.
No. People know not to ask that question.
But you know exactly the actual act and the night it happens, and the light goes off and it's over.
Sometimes it's gradual. Sometimes it's gradual, and you really try. And I've done this with people that are really, like, a few of my the last few boyfriends have been such amazing people, very smart, very intelligent. And adorable guys, but they've wanted families. That this is the problem. They've wanted kids, and they've wanted marriage, and it's just not for me. And I'm not going to take that away from somebody. If somebody wants kids, I who am I to say no? I'm sorry. Go find somebody else that's going to have your kids, because I sure as hell am not going to have your child. I'm not popping one out for you. I don't feel that way towards anybody. Like, nobody's made me feel like, oh, I could have your kid.
Yeah, but that might happen in the future.
Maybe.
I mean, it's never happened to me either. I was always anti-marriage and anti-kids. And now I'm living in the valley with a great wife and a great kid.
Well, I'm living in the valley.
I know, the valley's great. But when you have a child, there's something inside of you. And I know Tommy always says, you know, that his life is great because he's got no kids. And I understand that. I understand that a lot of single guys want to be married and married guys want to be single. But when you have a child and you hold that kid for the first time, there's something chemically inside of you that changes.
I feel the same way towards my cat.
Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, maybe you're...
Yeah, my cat, my motorcycle. My freedom. Well. Freedom!
All right, let's talk to Chelsea in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you guys?
All right,
hey,
baby.
Good.
What do you got?
Well, first of all, Carrie, it's super awesome to hear another woman say, you know, that they don't want kids, because I feel the exact same way.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with it.
No, there's not enough women out there that say that.
You know what? I agree with you. There'd be a lot less neglect, abuse. I'm telling you, there'd be a lot less of that. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, I just wanted to say that my boyfriend and I kind of stopped sleeping with each other for a few months. Things were dying down, and then I started thinking that we were going to break up. And once I started thinking that, and he went out to a bar with some girl that was an associate of his, and, you know, there was nothing to it. Like, it wasn't a date or anything, but I started getting nervous, and all of a sudden, I started getting horny again.
Oh, is that right? So,
yeah.
So you recommend that if you're not into a guy, that he starts sniffing around other chicks?
Well, I mean, it is like Tom says, you know, they treat you, you know, they act like jerks, they treat you badly, and then all of a sudden, you're like,
yeah, you're
oh, no,
you
see, I'm out of there. If somebody ever says anything. No, but you know what, Chelsea? I have to tell you, I love it when other women hit on my man. I love it.
You do?
It's such a turn on.
Is that right?
Yeah, I got him. He's mine. And look at this. All these hot women are going after him. I'll sit back and watch him talk to him.
All right,
hot.
Chelsea, we thank you for calling. Is that true that if a guy acts like a jerk to you, you're gone?
I'm out. No, I'm out of here.
That's happened before?
Absolutely. And this is years and years ago when I would, you know, go out with guys like that or attracted. The last, I'd say, 6-7 years of my life, all been really nerdy, computer geeky, kind of cute, sweet guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're also, I mean, you're kind of like a guy in a lot of ways. Where, you know, you don't want kids, you don't want to be married, you don't want to be tied down. And you date, like, attractive guys. You're, like, physically attracted, you know, as opposed to, like, what's inside a guy. You usually date, like model types or...
No way. I mean, they're
I've
all
seen
cute
some
guys.
Of your dudes.
They're cute, but they're all highly intelligent. They're always computer geeks, all of them. Like, they build their own computers. I got a computer for my birthday that was handmade by the Mormon.
Is that right?
The Mormon built me a computer.
Christ, look at that.
Yeah,
guy.
No, I mean, they're all highly intelligent, and I you have to have that. Funny and very intelligent.
All right, if you lose that loving feeling that you have for that husband of yours or that boyfriend of yours, and you're tired of banging around with that dude, is it possible to get it back, and how do you do it? What is the secret to getting the passion back in the bedroom if you're tired of sleeping with that dude? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Jessica in Hollywood, you're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm great. I
All
love
right,
this topic.
Baby,
I can
look
give
at
you, ladies, two things that totally work. First thing, liquor.
Right.
I never drank before, but then I was married, and I was like, oh, my God, start drinking. How?
Right.
So much, and cheating. Because if you cheat on him, you will feel so effing bad that you're cheating on him that you're like, oh, my God. And then it's like guilt sex, and then you can stop cheating.
But that's terrible.
How often do you cheat on your guys?
Well, now that I'm married, I don't cheat, just drink.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But I'm saying if you have a boyfriend, you can cheat on the boyfriend.
So he's driven you to the bottle. What's your drink?
Vodka.
Straight?
Just straight up, and you're just like, boom.
Grey Goose?
I don't care. I mean, it depends. I mean, if I can get something good, that's... You know, fine, but
right. And you drink every day?
Well, not every day. I don't have to have sex every day.
Oh, I see. Okay, but I recommend Grey Goose as a vodka if you're really into it. Because if you go low end vodka, it gives you a bad hangover the next day.
Well, my system, I guess, I've adapted.
Oh, that's excellent. How old are you?
I'm 30.
30. Wow.
That's
all right.
You got to start hitting the bottle.
Yeah.
When were you married?
I'm so glad that Carrie's back on because that is the funniest chick. Her and Heidi and that other person you have is horrible. I don't know. I hate saying bad things about people, but I'm just glad to hear a funny chick.
Who, Gina? She's great.
I don't think so.
Heidi rocks. Are you kidding me?
No,
I love Heidi.
Heidi's funny.
She
Wait,
rocks.
Who do you hate?
The girl that's on your show that goes, this is the news.
Yeah, I know she
hates me. This crazy, not funny girl. I love women comedians. So I'm like, come on, let's have some funny people on 97.1. There are women. Heidi's great.
Right.
Carrie is effing good. But that other girl and then the Phillips,
Okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second.
Sure.
We're going to give you a prize because you're going to have to deal with her on the prize booth.
So Jessica, you rock.
Yeah.
Oh
no,
hey,
Jessica, by the way, you happen to be wrong. She is one of the funniest people on the planet.
Oh, I'm
so
embarrassed. I can't get a prize from her. Now I feel bad.
I know, but she's going to hear me talking to her next, and maybe we'll listen into that conversation. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers 1988 World Series Collection Edition DVD set.
Yeah.
Catch every minute of the 1988 World Series where the Dodgers trounce the A's from A&E Home Video. And I took one of those home the other day and watched it. It is the greatest thing on the planet. Everybody's got to get one of these. If you're into the 88 Dodgers, it's unreal.
Yeah, you know, just take a couple of shots and sit back and watch that because it's the only...
All right, hold on 1 second, all right?
You have fun watching the 88 Dodgers.
Get out of here.
Wasted.
Get out of here. The 88 Dodgers is great.
Yeah, Rod. Yeah, Rod Say and Oral Hershiser.
This is the Mickey Hatcher and Oral Hershiser.
Yeah, Oral Hershiser. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mike Marshall was on the team.
Wasn't Ron Say the Penguin? He was on that.
I think he already had split by then.
Not in 88.
No, I think he'd already went to the Cubs by
Fernando
then.
Fernando Valenzuela.
He was on the team. I don't know if he was a coach or a player then, but he was on the team. But it was, you know, it was the crew that, like, it was Tim Cruise, Tim Belcher, Mike Davis.
The hot guy.
Kirk Gibson.
Yeah, Kirk Gibson.
Yeah.
Kirk, I have a thing for him.
Mike Socha was on that team.
Yeah, right.
But the 88 Dodgers were a great team.
But who's the cute guy? Come on, like, he went and did all the
infomercials.
Steve Sachs.
Yes,
yeah.
All on that team.
You know.
All right, hold on 1 second. Gina's going to give you that prize. All right?
Hey.
All right, hold on. Hey, Jerry, turn Gina's mic on.
Hi, Jessica. Hi. No, not at all. You are totally entitled to your opinion. You are so adorable. No, you sound so great on the air. No, you should totally come in and do it. You are hysterical. You are hysterical. Okay, hold on. I'll give you the info. You'll come in. You want to do the 10 o'clock hour?
Voice.
You know, because see, I like funny ladies too, and I think you are just aces when it comes to comedy. Yeah. Great. We'll see you at 10. Okay. Okay. Bye.
There she goes. How dare she? You know, how dare she? You hang up on her? You didn't give her the prize.
You didn't give her the prize? She hung up. I think she got a little nervous.
Okay. Oh, no.
All right, Jessica, please. Gina Grad is underpaid and very funny.
But Jessica, call back and get your prize. Come on.
F Jessica. Let's talk to Cindy and Al Monte on 97.1 Free FM. How are you? Cindy.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We catch you mid-Starbucks sip? All right, what do you got?
Kind of. No, I'm just calling about the question that they said, how do you get the romance back into the marriage?
Yes, you got the answer?
I sure do. I'm married. I've been married for 25 years, and we have 5 kids of our own.
Sorry.
And no, I'm not sorry. And, you know, I think the secret is romance, dating. And we do make it an effort of going out to date.
Wait, you make an effort of doing what?
Excuse me?
You make an effort to do what?
To go out on a date with each other.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Every week.
All right.
And it does work when you have alcohol in your system.
Who gets the lucky job of taking care of the 5 kids?
Our kids are actually, we have 3 married ones.
Oh, wow.
And 2 younger ones that are at home. One's in college and the other one's...
You sound very young to have married kids.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, actually. I started out young, so...
This is what I don't understand. Let me ask you a question, Cindy. When you have kids that are already grown and, you know, you start out with maybe 2 or 3 kids right in a row, bam, 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 and then 10 years go by, what turns on your head again to say, hey, I want to pop another couple out so I never can retire?
A new guy.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, not at all. I totally respect my husband. He's a hard worker. I also work, you know, 40 hours a week.
Wow.
It's just making time for each other. That's all it is. And the kids understanding that mom and dad needs their time alone, too.
Right, exactly.
What kids understand that? I know when I was a kid, I never understood that. I never left them alone. I mean, they had to play.
Pain in the ass?
We were terrible. And the babysitters would never come back. Never. I mean, we were terrible children.
All right, Cindy, we thank you for calling. So Cindy says, you know, just start dating people. A friend of mine who's a comic, and I guess I could say his name, right?
Give him a plug.
Rob Schimmel. he had... this is on one of his CDs, I think the latest one, and he's a very funny guy. And he said to spark up the romance in his relationship, his wife came up with a great idea. They would go to a bar separately and pretend not to know each other, and then pick up on each other, right? And so he's like, I'm not into it. You know, I really don't want to do that. I don't want to sit in a bar, and then all of a sudden you come in. It's like, hey, what high school did you go to? You know, that whole
right,
thing.
Right.
So she said, come on, let's try it. He goes, all right, I'll try it. So he walks into the bar first. She comes in 10 minutes later, and he's with 2 chicks, talking to 2 chicks. And she taps him on the shoulder, and she goes, what the hell are you doing? He turns around and goes, who the F are you? All right, Robert Schimmel's CD. It's hysterical. I'm trying to find it. It's very funny. You'll laugh even when you're not stoned.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's how good
is
it is.
Good?
Yeah, you'll wet yourself.
Got to pick that up.
All right, folks, how do you get the romance back into the relationship once it has sailed on you? Especially women, just women. How do you get it back in the bedroom when you're tired of banging around with that dude? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem's with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You want some love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is with us. You can check her out at kerrykasem.com, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
you can if you'd like.
And at 10 o'clock tonight, Stump the Monkey. So set your radio recorders. I don't know what you record on. I guess some people listen to this show on cable, so you can DVR it if you wanted to.
This show?
Yeah, it's on cable.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's on cable radio.
Really?
Yeah, down in South Orange County. You can
Are you
put
serious?
On that TV, DVR. It's unreal. I think it's stationed like 168 and a half or something. I don't know what it is.
I don't know where I've been. I have no idea.
All right, folks. Now, it's basically just women. We'd like to talk to women. And if you have a secret, if you have some kind of, something that's worked in the past, where you've lost the passion for your husband or for your boyfriend and you have fought back and regained it, is it possible to do? Or once it's over, it's over. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, Kerry, when you lost it with your boyfriends.
Yeah.
Was it a certain act that they did? Like somebody like touched you somewhere and you're like, hey, wait a minute.
Here's an example.
What is this guy all about?
I went out with this really good looking guy. This is a few years ago. I went out with this really good looking guy. And he wasn't like the computer geek, and he wasn't real bright, but real good looking. He was the kind of guy that I always wanted in high school and could never get because I was a troll in high school, and then I got pretty out of high school. And I just remember being so attractive.
Jerry Gomez had the opposite. He was actually pretty attractive in high school. All right, so you're dating this dude.
So I dated this guy, and it just, once I realized how not very bright he was, it
right.
just completely turned me. I tried.
Is that right?
Yeah, I really tried because I thought he was so cute. And really, you know what? It doesn't matter how good looking they are. Eventually, you get tired of it. You really do. You just you can't take them anywhere.
All right, gang, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. How do you get that passion back? Here's what did it for me in a relationship. I was going out with this chick for about 2 months, right? Maybe less than that. And she came into my bedroom and she said, hey, can you do me a huge favor? And I said, yeah. And she took her shirt off and she had like a bra on. She turned her back to me and she had a huge zit on her back. It was like the size of a dime. And she goes, would you just press your nails into that and give me a little relief?
No.
And I get the F. What is this, a circus act?
If I take my shirt off, I've got a zit right on the back, dead serious. A zit on my back?
Right.
Would that totally turn you off? Like, you would never look at me and say, oh, she's a cute girl.
No,
would I just be hideous?
No, because I think if like, when you're dating somebody, this was 2 months in the relationship. There wasn't enough time, or maybe it was a month or so, but there wasn't enough time that had passed. This big,
what?
Huge zit. She goes,
it's
yeah, pinch
so,
it. She goes, pinch it with your thumbnails.
So
I go, get
so
the hell
good.
Out of here. Pinch it with my thumbnails.
What are you talking about?
Go
I
to
love
a, go
that.
Go to a doctor
no.
somewhere. Go to the emergency room.
Oh, no, you take
like
a little needle.
Pus all over me.
And you get that pus out of
here.
There, and all that white stuff comes out.
Oh, get out of here.
You don't know, and then
you're
you squeeze it hard
crazy.
Enough for the blood to come out. I love it.
But you know what? Chicks love that.
Ooh,
my
yeah.
wife is that way as well. I mean, she sees a pimple on a guy walking through Kmart, oh, she wants to attack it.
Attack it. Attack it. But I know I've dated men that love to pop zits. Love it.
I don't get it.
I really don't get it.
It's like cleaning. It's like an ape. You clean your significant
Jesus
other.
Christ.
Well, go to a casino. You'll see plenty of those guys sitting at the blackjack table. You can pop their zits while they're getting hammered. Tracy and Fullerton, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Good, you?
All right. What do you got, baby?
Oh, well, you know, I've been married 3 years, but I've been with my husband 8 years, and pretty much liquor's quicker, but I'm saying that it's not easy. So, I mean, and kids is probably not the easiest way to have the romance there, so.
Right. But when.
Because it's not romantic to say, can you change the poopy diaper? So.
Right. No, I understand that. All right. But so when you have when you lost it in your relationship, first of all, how old were you when you lost it?
Lost.
Like the passion.
Oh, probably, you know, probably a few years into our relationship. We've been together 8 years, so, but, you know, you just gotta kind of pay attention, and sometimes it helps to look at really cute guys, so.
Right, but I mean, you didn't want to go to therapy or to get on drugs or anything?
No, we're pretty honest with each other, so, you know, I'm pretty, if I don't like something that he's doing, you know, then I'll tell him, and
right.
He'll say, well, what do you want me to do to fix it? And he just kind of listens and does what I want to enjoy it.
Yeah, when he asks you, he'll be like, hey, this is a couple of things you do that annoy me. Do you go ape-ass when he tells you?
No, because it's amnesty. I open the door. Why am I going to get upset if I open the door?
Because my experience with most women are... I don't mind when a woman tells me, you know, that there's something I do that she doesn't like. But when I try to tell them there's something that they do that I don't like, the S hits the fan.
You gotta have a good communication line open there. You've got to. Period.
Because if I get mad at him, what's gonna get accomplished? Neither one of us are gonna get satisfied. So I mean, if I open the door and said, "What do you want me to do different?" and he tells me, I can't get mad about that.
Yeah, but that's what they all say. They can't get mad about it, and then you lay something on them, and they get pissed.
Oh, no. See, no, because, it's just, well, for me personally, I don't know.
Okay, let me ask Carrie this.
Yeah.
This has happened to me a lot, and I'm sure, maybe it's happened to you, or I'm sure it's happened to one of your friends.
I used to do it.
When you used to say, just tell me anything. Just say anything. Just tell me what you don't like about me. Tell me what you don't like, and then they tell you, and you go berserk.
You know, I used to be like that. I used to be so critical of everything everybody did. Any guy that I dated, oh man, I would tell them whatever. I don't like this about you. Do this differently. Do that. And the minute they'd turn around on me, I'd go after them. I think it's a natural chick thing
right.
to do. And now, you know, honestly, you have to be open to hear what people say. As long as they're not being cruel or mean, you got to be open to it.
Yeah, I think chicks mellow out with age.
Yeah, probably.
Because, you know, listen, and we've talked about this on the air a billion times. It's nothing new. I think most of you know what's coming. But most chicks eventually wake up in the morning and they look in the mirror and there she is, Joy Behar. And she's staring at you.
I don't think I look like Joy Behar yet.
I'm saying,
I mellowed out without that.
When you're 65, 75, I don't know how old you're going to be.
Right.
Joy Behar looks like Joy Behar now and she's, I think, 50-something.
Yeah.
Maybe a little older than that. But eventually, everyone's going to look in that mirror and go, wait a minute, that's a picture of the view, and that's Joy Behar. I'm like, no, that's you.
Yeah. No.
That's you.
Yeah, hey, you know, you probably have a point, but I think there are some women that are sick of just having a bad, volatile relationship, and they have to change something.
Yeah, but you know, when you look like you, you can tell a guy, go F yourself. But when you look like Joy Behar, you can't say anything. You got to sit there and take it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, and when you see her on The View, and this lady, Joy, on The View, that's as good as it gets. That's makeup, it's hair,
right.
It's wardrobe.
Yeah, right.
It's, they film that through a lens that has more Vaseline on it. Mm-hmm. Than they sell it Safeway.
Timmy, Joy Behar is actually 64.
Is she 64?
No.
She was born October 7th, 1943.
Okay, she looks good for 64. She looks good for 64.
I don't know.
But some of these women have their men wrapped around their fingers.
You know, I saw a chick. I was out at Santa Anita, on Saturday, out for the Santa Anita Derby. And, it was a great race, great day out there. There's a bunch of, people out there. A bunch of friends, and I looked over, and there's a woman who had this like big black hair, and it was like really short black hair, and then had like a gray streak running through the middle.
Like Cruella de Vil?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she was there with her husband, and her husband didn't seem to be saying much. I think he's shut down. Mm. But I thought to myself, if he saw a picture of that 40 years ago, he would have bailed.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he said, I'm out. Yeah.
You know, do you remember when I read the cards for you on the horses?
Your tarot cards, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
I came in and I was pretty much right on all the first horses that I read for you.
Right.
And then I came back in and I was kind of wrong on the other ones.
Right.
Well, I went to the track.
With the cards?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Quite a lot of money.
Nobody looks like a bigger lunatic than somebody with tarot cards.
Quite a lot of money, my friend.
How much did you win?
I hit two trifectas.
How much did you win?
Oh, gosh. I think it was like $560.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you doing Saturday?
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
There's somebody in here that calls horse races.
What are you doing Saturday? What are you doing tomorrow?
Oh.
Screw Saturday.
No way.
But they're not open tomorrow, but they're open Wednesday.
You know what? I think I'm actually free. After
I like to go out there with you and the tarot cards.
I'm telling you, I haven't read tarot cards though over a year.
Right.
This is a while ago.
Wait, you hit two trifectas,
yeah.
And you're betting $2 on a trifecta?
No, I bet. I think I bet a few more than that because I made that, and then I had a win. A couple wins. We went out there with me and a couple girlfriends, and we played them, and we won.
And that you only played your tarot cards.
Yeah.
Whatever your tarot cards said.
That was it.
Unbelievable.
Jesus Christ. Well, we'd kind of get a feel, you know.
I've been reading that goddamn racing form for 40 years. Then you go out there with a horse with a sword through it and you kick ass.
Absolutely. But I'm telling you, I came in here and you had just played the ponies and you're like, okay, I'm not going to tell you who came in. And then do you remember this?
Yes, I do remember.
And I was good.
It was pretty good.
I was pretty good.
Yeah.
If you would have boxed them all. I think we did the trifectas and boxed them and then,
you know, I used to get down on people like you.
Yeah.
Who had the tarot cards and, you know, or a psychic and going out to the track.
Right.
But because I'm such a loser at the track that I'm in no position to say, hey, you're an idiot or your theories suck because mine do.
Just to do it, you know, just to see if it worked. We won some money.
All right. Let's take some, a break here and then take more of your phone calls. Once you lose it, you lose that loving feeling, man. Mm-hmm. Can you ever get back in the bedroom? For women only. Guys, you know, they're watching the game and they already know the answer to this. But chicks, is there a secret? Is there a way to get it back once you've lost that lovely feeling for the little wee or the boyfriend? Your boyfriend or your husband, you're not into him anymore. Can you get it back? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. And Stump the Monkey at 10 o'clock. It's a big evening here on 97.1 Free FM.
When the sun goes down, Jim Conway Jr. knows what's up.
FMO.
Yeah, I know.
FMO!
The Jim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem's with us.
When are we going to the track?
Maybe this weekend.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I can't do this weekend. I work.
You work Saturday and Sunday?
Both days.
Mm.
Yeah.
How about Friday?
That's a possibility.
Friday?
Friday, yeah. Afternoon.
The tarot cards?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll bring the tarot cards.
We're going to have to sit in the infield because I'm not going to sit with the group of guys I know in the clubhouse
with the tarot cards. They'll love me.
No, I'm not.
They'll love me.
I'm not going to the turf club, but it's not.
I'd have to practice again.
But I would like to do that. I'd like to go out to the track with you. All right, gang. If women specifically, if you've lost it in the bedroom for your guy, you're not into him anymore. The thought of him just disgusts you. Is there any way to get that back? Here are the phone numbers: 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Couldn't be easier. Let's talk to Danielle in Redondo Beach on 97.1. How are you?
Hi. Good.
All right.
I am by no means an expert. But I'm speaking for, I've been in an 8-year relationship and I know that he has lost it for me.
Mm.
And I have found from experience that, you know, first of all, I think physical, if you give up on yourself, then how can you expect them to not give up on you? But second of all, I think doing little things, that are memorable,
such
really
as?
Stand out. I did something for his birthday. I left a scavenger hunt, like little notes behind a phone booth. Go to the Rite Aid, and behind this phone booth is your next clue, and left a lingerie or something. And
yeah, but wait a second.
All right.
But so you're thinking?
Thanks for calling.
Hold on a sec. No, seriously, Danielle. You know, that's not going to help when you gain 50 pounds, and a year later, it's like, yes, but she did that scavenger hunt for me.
Yeah, with every stop, it's another fast food place.
I think that doing something memorable.
But
and
what was at the end of the scavenger hunt?
Well, the last place, it was a house, and there was a hotel key, and he went to the hotel, and I actually wasn't there. I had another note in there to go to, and I had a birthday party somewhere else for him. But the point was
So you end up with the hotel key. The guy's got the key, goes in the room, and you're not there?
No, and I had all this stuff set up for him in the room, and then I had a phone book out with a map to another location. And he came there because
did he stop and buy a gun before he showed up?
Oh no, it was fun for him. It was a fun, yeah, unique idea.
He wasn't upset that you weren't in the room naked in the bed. I mean, hotel room.
Thought I was going to be in there, and he said he walked in like ta-da, expecting me to be there. And
maybe you should have hired someone.
Yeah, did he move back to Guatemala?
Know. Yeah,
believe me, we went back there and had fun after the party.
Okay.
But,
wait, so where did you? So you met him at the hotel. You didn't meet him at the hotel room. You met him at a party.
No, yeah, I left all the notes for him. He had to go to like six different locations and pick up clues. And it was fun for him. He said no one ever did that for him.
I tell you, man, if you and I were married, I'd be on death row in San Quentin, man.
No, that sounds like fun. No, it does. It does. It is fun, but it has to end up. I mean, if I did that for my guy and he showed up at a hotel room and I wasn't there, I think he'd have a problem. I do.
I think it was the curiosity that
was getting him going, and he's hard to please.
Yeah,
so.
You're really lucky. His last stop wasn't Folsom State.
I thought you were going to like that idea, but I don't think that would bring back just one little thing brings back the spice. I think it's a combination of things. You have to pay attention to the person.
See, I don't know. If my wife set up a scavenger hunt.
That took you to the track and then to Vegas, two tickets to get on a plane to Vegas and then a hotel room in Vegas.
No,
come on.
But she's talking about going to the back, the phone booth at Rite Aid.
One of the clues. One of the clues.
I'd pass. I think so. I can't imagine doing that.
I'm not saying that specific, but I'm just saying unique.
I think, Daniel, I think you're calling on the wrong topic. I think when you have passion in the bedroom and the topic I think you thought it was, how do you effing kill it?
No.
How do you just take all the passion out of your relationship and throw it in the toilet?
Oh, maybe that's what
did you think that's
wrong.
What it was?
No. Little things like that actually helped.
What are some other things you did?
Paying attention.
How else did you torture this guy?
I actually caught myself. I don't want to be one of those women that nag all the time. And like the other person was saying, you know, you don't want to like open a can of worms and have them lay it all out.
Right. But what is another thing you did to him?
I just started catching myself. I stopped any nagging.
I like this girl.
Gone.
Good for you.
Conway, I like this girl.
I like that.
I think
it's just amazing
stuff.
What women think they can get away with.
Yeah, I like
no,
that.
No, it is.
Yeah.
And I couldn't believe I was turning into that. And
yeah.
The nagging is
outrageous.
Good for you.
On both ends, though.
I'm not his mother, and I'm not going to act like his mother.
Right, I know.
And
you're his tour guide.
You know, I want to be his lover, not his mother.
Right.
And I think that's. You know, he has his life, I have my life, and I'm not going to expect him to change.
There you go. Yeah. All right, we're going to give you something. If you promise not to leave them all around town and torture this guy.
But first you have to find it.
Yeah. Go to the El Torito in Encino.
Give us a call back.
Yeah, then to Newport Beach. Here, we're going to give you $50 worth of Super Lotto Plus coupons. From the California Lottery. You play the scratch-offs or anything like that?
I do once in a while.
You do now.
That's fun.
Did you know that every day in California there are an average of 73,201 Super Lotto Plus winners? You know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Buy your ticket today. Super Lotto Plus, a state of winning. All right. Hold on 1 second. It says here, did you know that there's an average of 73,201? That seems like more than just an average. It's like they sort of nailed it there, right?
What's the the minimum. It's a buck, right?
I don't know. Is that TV on? Look at that. That TV just came on. Isn't that weird? All right, let's take a break here. We have the news coming up with Gina Grad here. Gina, what's in the news tonight, baby?
Well, Leno apologizes to the gay community, and Whoopi and Joy Behar get it on in memory of Charlton Heston. This and more after the break.
Excellent.
TV
all right,
gone. TV
and then stay tuned for the David Letterman top 10 list. The top 10 signs New Yorkers are getting too fat. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.